relationship between the United States and Israel, but more even to the relationship between President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu, who both take a very hawkish position in defending the countries that they represent and the citizens that they represent. But you know, I guess I see now that, you know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he's going to, you know, use an iron fist if he needs to. And one of the things that I find interesting is that Arab leaders have been very quiet on these attacks and have not been saying much. And if they really do want to bring a peace or a solution to the region there, that they have to be, you know, criticizing these attacks and saying this is not the way we're going to get to peace. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we always hear when these situations erupt is you'll hear people come out and say, we need de-escalation on both sides. And, you know, Israel is being bombarded with rockets, which could, you know, the situation could be de-escalated pretty quickly if Hamas stopped firing those rockets. But nevertheless, yeah, it's hard for leaders of Arab countries to come out and criticize the Palestinians because they don't want the terrorism on their own front door. And it's also hard for them to be criticizing Israel when they see that Israel is under direct attack. And the reality is of the situation is you just cannot have a moral equivalence between a country that uses weapons to defend its civilians and an organization that uses civilians to defend its weapons. You have Hamas keeping weapons in hospitals, in schools, in homes to try to bait Israel into attacking civilians. Israel goes to great lengths to try to protect civilians. In fact, they've taken down a couple of high-rise buildings in Gaza. Before they do that, they call the residents of the building to let them know that the building is going to be attacked. And then they take additional measures using a term called roof knocking, where they drop basically a non-explosive bomb on the roof of the building to create, you know, the sound of a bomb and the impact of a bomb to scare the members living in the building, and then follow that up with the actual attack. So Israel goes out of its way to try to avoid killing civilian Gazans, whereas, as you said, you know, Hamas is launching rockets without even looking. In fact, out of those 1,300 rockets, I think 200 or 300 landed in Gaza because their aim wasn't so good.
Wow.
So, I think we need leaders from Arab countries to step up and tell Hamas to stand down. We need Egypt and Jordan and other countries that surround Gaza and Israel to speak up against this. And we need both sides to stand down. But in order for Israel to stand down, Hamas needs to stop firing rockets at civilians. I mean, you mentioned the mother with the fear in her eyes. My sister-in-law lives in Tel Aviv, and last night at 3 o'clock in the morning, she had to grab her 6-month-old baby out of his crib and rushed to a shelter in her building because the air raid sirens were going off and 130 rockets were fired at Tel Aviv within a 5-minute span.
Wow.
This is the kind of thing that real people are experiencing right now. All that has to happen is these terrorists have to stop launching these rockets, and that will end this.
We're talking with Dov Sassoon. We got to run to a break, Dov. If you could hang on through the break, I'd like to ask about who is behind, you know, where does some of this funding come from through Iran and the other, you know, there's some proxy war activity going on here. If you could hang on through the break, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about that. You're listening to the Pat Miller Program. This is Marlon Stutzman filling in for Pat on WoWo 1190 and 107.5 FM. We'll be back after the break. We are back. You're listening into the Pat Miller Program. Thanks for tuning in to WoWo 1190 and 107.5 FM. This is Marlon Stutzman filling in for Pat. I want to get right back to the phone line where we have special guest Dov Sassoon visiting with us this afternoon. We're talking about the fact of Hamas has lobbed hundreds of rockets into Israel in the last 24 hours. And Dov is just sharing with us that his sister-in-law in Tel Aviv had to grab her young child and head to a shelter last night after the sirens were going off. You know, this is so real for those folks there, Dove. I really appreciate you coming on to the Pat Miller program. You know, a lot of this, and one of the things that, you know, Israel's president said that he... that Arab leaders are giving support to terrorism and rioting by staying quiet. You know, instead of launching rockets, they should be communicating. But, you know, one of the things that we know as well is that Iran has been supporting attacks on Israel just consistently and repeatedly over the years. Can you share with us a little bit about that and the fact that there's a little bit of a proxy war going on between Israel and Iran?
So, for sure. Iran, first of all, they fund Hamas directly, tens of millions of dollars a month in direct payment to support their activities, their purchases of weapons, rockets, and different materials to kill Israelis. That's the only point of those weapons. Iran, basically, and Israel, they don't fight each other directly on the battlefield. But what happens is, for example, Iran will be in Syria arming terrorists, and Israel will conduct airstrikes in Syrian territory and take out those proxies. So they attack each other almost indirectly or not on each other's soil. Iran fights back by funding Hamas and by sending weapons to Hezbollah as well in Lebanon. And Israel, you know, as you know, has released secrets about Iran's nuclear program and has taken measures allegedly to disrupt that program. So there's definitely, Iran is definitely the key figure behind this. They're definitely pulling a lot of the strings. You know, but Hamas as an organization is also trying to keep its members engaged. And, you know, every once in a while, in order to do that, they have to stir things up. And this appears like one of those situations, but it's being escalated at a rate much faster than we've seen in the past. I mean, they've never fired this many rockets in such a short period of time. And so if things don't de-escalate soon, they could get way worse and very quickly.
We've got about a minute and a half here yet. We're talking with Dov Sassoon about the situation in Israel. So, you know, Mahmoud Abbas is, of course, the president of the state of Palestine and is up for, has called an election, I believe. Talk to us a little bit about those, the politics of that, and has that played into any of this?
Yes. So Mahmoud Abbas is currently, I think it's the 16th or 17th year of a four-year term that he's serving.
Okay. And he had, one of those.
He had called Palestinian elections, which were supposed to be happening immediately, but started to realize that he was probably going to lose control of the Palestinian Authority to Hamas. For those that aren't aware, Hamas controls Gaza, but the Palestinian Authority controls the West Bank. When Abbas realized he was probably going to lose power, he canceled the elections, and naturally he blamed Israel. So that's
okay. Back up. Why do you blame Israel?
What other reason would he have other than to blame Israel for this? There's a separate issue going on with a legal battle happening in Israel over homes that belong to Israelis. That, you know, I know you don't have too much time to get into it, but it's a situation that is going off the rails, and Mahmoud Abbas obviously does not have control over Hamas and what's happening in the region.
Wow. Thanks so much. We're talking with Dov Sassoon, great friend. Always enjoy visiting with you in Washington, and I really appreciate you coming on to the Pat Miller program. Say hello to your family, and I look forward to seeing you again sometime soon, and thank you for your insight this afternoon.
Thanks, Marlon. Good talking to you.
Thank you. You're listening to the Pat Miller program on WoWo 1190 and 107.5 FM.
Podcasts by Federated Media. Podcasts by Federated Media.